Killers of the Flower Moon, the 2023 Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio blockbuster has hit the movie theater. When oil is discovered in 1920s Oklahoma under Osage Nation land, the Osage people are murdered one by one until the FBI steps in to unravel the mystery. I wish that the film was as succinct as that description was. I recently saw Killers of the Flower Moon in the theater. One of the problems I had with watching this in the theater was that there were a lot of quiet moments, and that's okay. I could hear them talking, but because there was, I think, the Taylor Swift movie was out, was playing in an adjacent theater, it was sort of disrupting the dialogue a little bit because you could hear the music from the other theater. Having said that, I still prefer seeing movies like this for the first time in the theater, and I always do recommend people see things like this in the theater for the best viewing experience. It's really the way to watch cinema. This film stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Ernest, Robert De Niro as William Hale, Lily Gladstone as Molly Burkhart, the wife of Leonardo DiCaprio, Jesse Plemons as Tim White, he heads up the FBI, John Lithgow as the prosecutor, who we see later in the film, along with Brendan Fraser, who plays W.S. Hamilton, who is the defense attorney for Ernest Burkhart at the end of the film. This is a film that is slowly told, and the movie is very long. It's 3.5 hours. People have criticized Martin Scorsese, the director of the film, for not wanting or not being willing to edit his films down at the times. I think the story probably could have been told in 2 hours and some change. Having said that, I was pretty much enthralled the whole way through the film. I think at about 2.5 hours in, there was a young couple that got up and walked out while we were watching the movie. Maybe they didn't realize the film was going to be stretching 3.5 hours. I went to a 6 p.m. showing and didn't walk out until 10 p.m. So this was a big time commitment. It's almost like watching two movies. In a sense, I wish there was a part one and part two to this. Sort of like what they did with Mission Impossible. We're waiting for a part two on that one. In this film, Leonardo DiCaprio, his character Ernest Burkhart, they don't really tell where he came from. He just shows up in Osage, and his uncle is played by Robert De Niro, William Hale. He just gets a job driving cars, driving taxis, and finally he meets Molly, who is a local member of one of the Indian tribe, or gets the Indian tribe in Osage. They end up forming a relationship. Now, you don't really know in the beginning, and I'm going to start going into spoiler territory. If you had just watched the trailer for the film, you might get the feeling that Ernest was a good guy, but that is not the case. And it doesn't really become clear for a little while into the film. If you're not familiar with the history, you might be completely taken aback at what started to happen. It became pretty clear that Ernest married Molly for her money. Even though in his weird way, twisted way, he did seem like he loved her, but he in fact was setting up plots and having conspiracies with Robert De Niro and other characters in the film to murder her people in her family, her sisters, even going as far as to poison Molly, slowly poison her in the guise of giving her medicine for her diabetes, which was a new thing back then, insulin. The time period was set in the 1920s and 30s, I believe, and there was oil in Osage. It was mostly held by Indians or the local Indians, and so that's why these people, Ernest, William Hale, were flooding in along with a bunch of other white people, white guys were flooding in to marry these young women and to marry into the wealth. It got even weird with William Hale having them sign life insurance policies and then some cases killing them 30 days later just to collect on the insurance policies. You just wonder, like, how greedy can somebody be? If you're Ernest and you marry a wealthy tribal person, that's not enough for him. He wanted the sister's money. He wanted the uncle or the aunts and then the nieces. He wanted everyone's money. He wanted life insurance. He wanted the car insurance when the car was stolen. So the greed was just to no end. So you have these despicable characters played by Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. I got a sense that as Molly was getting sicker and sicker, Ernest kept giving her those shots. I was thinking, and I didn't know the story, so I didn't know the history, but I was thinking she's got to survive this somehow. And so what she did was she ended up saving herself essentially by mustering up the strength to go to Washington, D.C. and to speak to the president of the United States, who was Calvin Coolidge at the time, and begged him, said, hey, these people, they're murdering my family, they're murdering our tribal people. people. We need help. The local police aren't doing anything. Can you please do something? And he said, yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And he walks off. You got the feeling like, okay, that was a waste of time. And I think she took a train ride back. It wasn't long after that that we get an appearance by Jesse Plemons, who plays the part of Tom White, as the guy who's heading the FBI investigation. From there, once the investigation started rolling, it wasn't long before they started unraveling the mystery and who was murdering who. And he had a team of about four other people with him that were trying to determine what was going on in Osage. Finally, they make an arrest of Ernest Burkhart and William Hale, and they put them in jail. At this point, the wife is like gravely ill. She's on her deathbed before she is discovered. There's a scene where before William Hale is put in jail, where you just think she's going to die. And William Hale came to visit her, and I was just thinking, man, he's there to finish her off. But that didn't happen. He ended up getting put in jail. Ernest Burkhart, the husband, gets put in jail, and she ends up getting medical care once the FBI discover her. She ends up getting medical care, which she was refusing because she had put all her trust into her husband, Ernest. She really believed that he was trying to help her, and that she got the shots directly from the doctor, so there was no one in the middle. It was her idea, and she was making sure that her meals were prepared by someone she trusted. And so you start to really feel bad for Molly. She was played by Lily Gladstone, and she just did an amazing job. In my opinion, she eclipsed Leonardo DiCaprio. I think she was the best actor in the film by far, because she had an emotional range. There was a scene that they even showed in the trailer where Leonardo kind of tells her that it's not okay, that basically her sister had died, and she just screams it out. And you could just feel the emotions from that. So she was very good at emitting those emotions and getting them across. And then just how bad she looked when she was really sick. Anyway, I think she just did an amazing job in the film and was the standout actor. Now, as we get towards the end of the film, all of the cards start collapsing. All the players start to dime out each other. They start to tell on each other and say, oh, I was sent over there by this person or that person. And Ernest Burkhart, he also was like, hey, this is all my uncle's doing. And he had me do this, and yes, I was involved in that murder or this murder or that murder. But the one thing that she really cared about, Molly, his wife, was did he know? He never had admitted what was in the shots that he was giving her. Those, I don't know if they were daily or weekly shots he was giving her that was supposed to be insulin. It was a pivotal moment in the film. She just asked him, what was in the shot? What shots were you giving me? What was in the shots? He looks at her straight in the eyes and he goes, insulin. And she just walks out. She knew that he was lying to her. He couldn't be trusted, and that he most likely never really loved her, even though they had kids together. And there was the whole storyline with one of the kids got sick from like a whooping cough. But then you wonder, was it really whooping cough, or was it the uncle had did something? Because he was greedy. These people, I feel so bad for them. They were so darn greedy. In a nutshell, that was what the movie was about, and there was just so much story to tell that it couldn't be done in less than 3.5 hours. And then even to finally conclude the film, they did a little scene where they were showing how the story was turned into a radio program. They even had Martin Scorsese himself came on and was given a postscript, like, this is what happened with Ernest Burkhart. He went to jail, then he got out after so many years. This is what happened to William Hale, what happened to him, and what happened to Molly Burkhart. It was just like they had so much story to tell that they really needed two movies, essentially. They just didn't have enough time, so they had to give it like a little postscript to wrap things up before the film finally ended. Having said that, I thought it was an amazing film, but for me, it stopped short of being able to recommend it as a 5-star film. It's just too long. I definitely would recommend, if you're going to watch it, to set some time aside, maybe watch it over 2 nights. Just know that it's 3.5 hours long. I thought there was some really powerful, strong stories that were told and performances put in by the actors. For those reasons, I definitely would give it 4 stars. One of the really cool scenes in the film was when Molly's grandmother had passed away. The way they portrayed it was really neat. She basically was laying in bed, deathly ill, probably from being poisoned by William Hale. They just show a scene where she gets up and she meets with some of the tribal elders that were there. And she gets up and she walks over with them into this like bustling spring day in this beautiful countryside. And she looked really super happy and she walks off. And then they cut over back to what was really happening in real life, that she had just passed away. I thought it was well done. I'd never seen anything like that. And I think it probably is a homage to the belief system of the Indian folks from Osage of how they believe or what happens when you cross over to the other side. So I thought that was beautiful.